story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
Milford's intoxicated and needs rescue. He's located in the front yard in a giant blow-up unicorn. He drinks about 10 White Claws.
There's a male that's holding a sign that says, too ugly to be a stripper. He's a male white wearing a hat, and he has a beard, a jacket, and blue jeans. And he's also yelling at vehicles that are passing by.
The male is outside of the house asking for help, completely covered in mud with no clothes on whatsoever.
She's trying to Taco Bell. For a female in the drive-thru, she's going to be in a dark Dodge Ram, refusing to leave. She's upset because her Crunchwrap Supreme didn't have enough beef on it, and she's refusing to pay for a double beef.
We have the meat.
The Red Envoy, the male driver, is going to be a Brett Farman impersonator.
You dumbass.
Dumbass.
He was just a dumbass.
Dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
Dumbass.
What a dumbass.
Alexa, who am I?
I'm talking to dumbass.
Sergeant Irv in Waukesha, thank you for these submissions. 1:23 in the afternoon, a man was arguing with a topless female inside of a pickup truck in Kensington Drive.
Uh-huh.
The couple was having an argument over their relationship, and she, quote, followed the male outside while topless.
Couldn't have grabbed her shirt first.
I don't know.
Mm-mm. She need to get this done now.
She had to get it off her chest, so to speak.
Literally. Mm-hmm.
One more from Waukesha. Monday, April 15th, 12:47 p.m., a suspicious-looking man was walking in the area of Westmoreland Boulevard and Delafield Street carrying hammers. A police officer verified he was a construction worker and completely understood his behavior as having been suspicious.
Well, if you see something, say something, right? That's what we've learned.
Germantown, Burger King, County Line Road. Unknown injury or illness. Customer asked for ambulance. Update. Cancel the ambulance. He does not want an ambulance. He, quote, just wants a new pair of shoes.
From Burger King?
I don't get it either. I don't know what it's all about.
Have it your way.
I guess. Right. They say you can have it any way you want it.
I've never seen, like, the Burger King. Does he wear fancy shoes? Does he have clown shoes on? What kind of shoes does he wear?
I'm guessing they're fancy shoes because he's a king.
All right, let's go to Caledonia. March 26th, 8 o'clock at night, officers respond to a single vehicle rollover accident. The driver fled from the scene and was located next to Forest Hills Drive after trying to hide under a tree. The driver told police, quote, they were unaware of how they got there and just woke up under a tree and, quote, hurt all over, but would not admit to consuming alcohol. An officer downwind of the driver could smell intoxicants coming from the driver. The driver refused the field sobriety test, but insisted there was either someone in the road or my tie rods are bad on my vehicle. Witnesses stated the vehicle was swerving. The driver had 3 prior OWI arrests.
Man.
A search of the vehicle located a crack pipe, 4 firearms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He was taken to jail.
There's the dumbass.
Yeah, major dumbass.
Also in Caledonia, March 30th at 11:11 a.m., resident observed a vehicle in the field behind their house with 3 subjects trying to push it out.
Okay.
The driver admitted to losing control of the vehicle while operating in the rain at approximately 11:40 the night before. The vehicle was several hundred feet from the road and stuck in the farm field after it had gone airborne from a hill in front of a house. The farmer who rents the field was contacted and pulled the car out and was compensated by the driver for damage to the field and the pull out. The driver was cited.
There's more to that story.
Way more to that story.
There's more to that story.
Thank you, Johnny Mac. From Eau Claire, a person being disorderly at a gas station, they dumped a cup of coffee onto the soup station, causing $4,000 in damages to the electronics.
What?
They were arrested for criminal damage and banned from all of that store's locations.
Dumbass!
Not to mention, now your soup is tainted
with
coffee.
And finally, this is from 5 years ago. In your neck of the woods, Marcus, the city of Oak Creek, after seeing a car parked at the end of a dead-end road for over half an hour with just one person inside, a resident called police. When Oak Creek officers arrived, the man explained he was sitting in the car, watching YouTube videos. because you see, his wife wanted him to clean the house and he didn't want to. And that's your crime update. Nate Bargatze says his daughter wants to be a YouTube star.
I love having a kid. She's on her iPad a lot. You know, that's the hard part. You got to get these kids off. You don't want technology all the time. She just sits there on her iPad. She wants to be a YouTuber, which as a comedian makes me furious. She watches all these kid YouTube videos, and now she makes her own videos. It's just her sitting there going, hey guys, what's going on? Click the links below, subscribe, leave a comment. None of this is anywhere but my phone. I got 90 hours of this, not on YouTube. Me and her mom are the only subscribers. She just watches kids playing with toys too. Like, that's what's crazy. It's not like a show. I'd be fine if she watched a show. She watches just a kid that's like, hey, you don't have this toy? I do. You want to see me open it? It's got 5 billion views. It looks like we buy her nothing. Like, we just show her, if you want to watch a kid have fun, but you're never going to have fun in this house.